Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Eric is speaking on a cruise this June and invites you to come along to learn the two patterns that predict every market turn. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Investing in You. I'm Eric Gemelli, your host, along with Christopher Smith.
Good morning, Front Range.
Well, I'm back from my cruise. So I did speak in June. We're going to have to change that intro. But anyway, back from that cruise where I was a keynote speaker on a trip to Alaska on a Success at Sea cruise. By the way, so Christopher is the grand poobah of technology and business acumen.
You betcha.
And actually promptness today. We had a stellar schedule today. Anyway, we are broadcasting to you live this time. Previously, all the shows you've heard up till now, we've pre-recorded. So this is going to be a little bit different. You have two little black things next to you, probably. One's a mouse, and the other is probably a phone. And we would invite you to call in today. You haven't been able to previously just because we were taping. So when it was airing, you wouldn't be able to, you know, get back to us in time. So anyway, today you can call 303-485-2152. Once again, it's 303-485-2152 is our call in. And we have a good show for you, I think. We really try hard every week to, you know, come up with something good for you, something interesting to listen to, plus something to help you with your investing. Last week, we talked about, literally, I made a trade where I doubled the money in that trade in less than 26 hours. And we'll talk to you a little bit about that today on how that's possible. Literally, by lunch yesterday, I was probably in, you know, for a couple of hours and picked up, my trade improved 50%, but I didn't close it out. I held. I put in my newsletter that I was anticipating there was a couple alternatives, and one of them there was a big drop breaking the low that we had about 2 weeks ago. So lo and behold, I saw the perfect setup. In fact, I invited my son to come with me today just to show us, to kind of talk through the conversation that he and I had. But I pointed to him, and of course, you know, he's only 19, but he's always watching over my shoulder when I trade at home. And I said, hey, look, what do you see? And he saw the five waves that I'm always talking about. And then he saw a perfect sideways movement that is classic of a breakout position. And it's also classic of a correction. And I just said, this thing's ready to go. And I bet on the fall and literally over a 21-hour period picked up 195%. And frankly, I got out a little scared in the morning because, so that was, I got in one day, out the next, and got out early, even though I anticipated that it was early. One of my rules is, you know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. So, you know, that's an old market saying. It's not that I came up with it, but, you know, I was up 195%. How are you going to be, you know, you're just a greedy pig if you're looking for more than that. Plus, I was in a time-sensitive instrument. So I was in options that expire today. And had it gone against me for a while, it turned out that it did continue moving the right way, but had it gone against me, you know, I would have given up a lot of profit. So we're going to talk to you a little bit about that some more I think it's the third segment. We're also going to hear from Justin Addis. He's the general manager at Prestige Porsche Audi Lakewood. They're running a big dealership there, and I think he's probably got some interesting things to tell us. And then also I wanted to talk to you, you know, in the fourth segment, we've been talking about wisdom just as the higher order of what we're talking about. You know, the trading, knowing what's coming, knowing when to trade and how to trade is just a knowledge piece. That's a piece of wisdom. So we're going to talk some more about that. It's one of my favorite subjects, actually. But also wanted to talk to you about the cruise a little bit because you can make money while cruising. And this was called the Success at Sea Cruise. The group I was with was predominantly travel agents. So they were talking, you know, about how to make money as travel agents and getting inexpensive or comp tours. But there's a lot of ways where you can actually get paid to cruise. Probably the bummer side of things is being, you know, just staff on the ship. You literally sign a contract to work 13 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there's a couple of varieties to this, but you probably, one of the common ones is to work 4 months on and then you get a month off. Or you might do 5 months on and 2 months off. So it's really kind of a tough schedule. And even though you're contracted for 11 hours, you might only get in 11. So, you know, it's not all that. But, you know, you're fed, you're housed, and then you get your pay. And I heard from a variety of, it's kind of annoying. You know, you put a journalist on a boat, and we're all perpetually curious. So, you know, always asking questions. And, of course, I'm in the finance business, so I'm always asking questions about money. So I'm asking these people if they mind telling me what their pay is. Some claim that they were making $90 a day, which, you know, by the hour is still pretty poor. But, you know, by the end of the week, you've got a pretty decent paycheck when you have no expenses. I think the I talked to an officer, Angela. She supervises the food procurement. She's from Great Britain. She said the pay was great, although she didn't tell me exactly how much that she gets paid. But there's literally 1,500 people on board to serve staff, to serve the needs of 1,500 guests. Isn't that crazy? You know, so, you know, while I think it's a neat experience, ultimately I think the novelty wears off, you know, for the workers. I think it was Angela who said that, you know, it's pretty tough being at sea for 4 months because, you know, you miss weddings, you miss funerals, you're away from your people for long stretches. So that's pretty tough. But one of the cool things is if you like meeting people from different countries, you know, and learning how other people do things, then there's literally on our ship, there was 43 different nations represented. So another way to get on board is not to be staff, but to be a guest speaker. If you have specialty information, like I went on a cruise to Alaska. So if you're a naturalist, for example, you can come on board at a hugely reduced rate, have a cabin. Depending on which service you sign up through, there's one called Posh. There's another called Six Star. You know, you pay between $50 and $65 a day to be on board just to cover your expenses. But ultimately, you're getting world-class, you know, treatment. I mean, these things are like floating palaces in the public areas. So you're getting world-class treatment, you know, at a pretty reasonable rate. And again, depending on the situation, like the pianist, I think, I got talking to him. What was he from? He was a combination of Irish and Welsh, and he was from Wales, and he could bring a guest on board for $35 to stay in his stateroom. So, but he said it was the best gig he's ever had. He would work from 9:30 at night to maybe midnight, sometimes only play for an hour. And, you know, he said the money was actually pretty crazy. So, you know, he's used to, he started doing TV at like age 11, I believe it was. So he's used to pretty good pay. And, you know, he said he was impressed with it. He was telling his friends that they should be doing it. Let's see. Wanted to tell you about a travel agent. Carolee Miles is the one that brought me on to this speaking engagement. Sometimes if you're paid to get on, that's kind of a thing of the past is what I'm seeing. But she says that when you can find a paying gig, then you're probably paying 18% roughly to, you know, the agency, like, again, Six Star, to put you there.
18% of what?
So if you're getting paid, say, $1,000 a week to be on the cruise, mm-hmm. then it would be, you know, you're going to pay $180 of that, of your commission. So that's
not
their,
bad.
Their take. I have to say the entertainment was actually exceptional. You know, it was high quality stuff. You know, very, very good. I also want to give a shout out to Coastal Helicopters. They gave me a greatly reduced rate, and I want to thank them for that. But B, they put on, you know, they do a nice tour. They flew me on a helicopter along with a couple other people up to a glacier the size of Rhode Island. Their pilot, Scott, was super skilled. I didn't even feel his land. You know, his touch was so light. You can reach Coastal Helicopters if you take the cruise up to Juneau. They do the helicopter tours. Call 907-789-5600. I'll have that on my website, but once again, it's 907-789-5600. So folks, stick around. We got some good stuff to come. Justin Addis should be calling in. Talk to you. Stay right here.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
You've heard the testimonials on this show. Ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market, the number four, caster.com.
Well, welcome back, folks. My name is Christopher Smith. This is Investing in You. Eric Gemelli is actually the host of the show, but he had to step out for a moment. I think he had a little bathroom break or something like that. So I'm just taking off the second segment for a little bit. Investing in You is about investing in you and patterns we all see in life every day. Stock market investing, real estate investing, reverse mortgages, anything and everything to do about making more and more money with the money that you have. Oh, here's Eric back now. So, Eric, what's our next segment going to be about?
Well, we had a seminar last night. I announced it in last week's show.
You did?
Yeah, it was. So it was last night, and surprisingly, only one person showed up.
One?
Yeah, more than zero, less than two.
Well, how is that possible, Eric? I mean, you teach people how to double, triple, quadruple their money.
You know, I don't know.
Are you marketing?
I wonder, you know, I put it out on Facebook, LinkedIn. I mean, literally invited thousands of people in addition to the people on the radio show. You know, so maybe I should kind of go over again. I wonder if people even understand. You've seen this work, haven't you, Chris?
I've worked it myself.
You've done it yourself. Literally, so I was in a trade this week in 21 hours. So what do most people look to make in a year? Maybe 10% out of their mutual fund? In 21 hours this week, well, I know, out of the last decade, the S&P's returned, what, 1% a year as an average? So, but if they hope to get 10% a year, which is maybe optimistic, literally I got 195% return banked in my account in 21 hours. And it's all comes down to these patterns. So, well, as I was saying in the first segment, I was sitting there with my son and it reached a high. In fact, in my newsletter, I raised the possibility that we might go to 15,300, which it did. It spiked that for about an hour and then it kind of rolled over. You could see the stochastics going, and I didn't like the pattern in the Dow perfectly, but I saw it exactly the way I wanted to see it in the NASDAQ. And that's the beautiful thing. You're not locked into one thing. There's always something to trade is kind of what I found. So I found, you've heard on the show, those who've listened for a while, that we look for patterns of five, and that's the pattern of power. And we look for the patterns of three, which is a rise, fall, rise, or a fall, rally, fall, and that's a correction. So off the top there, I saw, and then you've also heard us talk about fractals. So this that pattern of five, that fifth wave would break into five smaller pieces. And so it's like the Russian nesting dolls. And that fifth piece of the fifth piece also breaks into five. So, you know, when that fifth of the fifth of the fifth happens, you know you're near the end. And it rolled over and it started moving in five waves the other direction. It moved down, it moved up. There's always a big piece in the middle, and that's how you know it's not just a part of a correction. It moves up again, and then it finishes, and then it turns back the other direction. And so I saw those five pieces going down, and then the market was just moving sideways. So it rallied up, essentially moved sideways, and that's a perfect setup for, you know, another drop. It's buying time. When the market does that, it's a setup for that next third wave. So it did a rise. It spiked it just briefly. So a rise, fall, rise. And then it started tanking, and we had a 500-point sell-off. And by the way, that's one of the things, I hope I sound natural to you. You know, there's a lot of juggling that goes on here. You know, I'm reading show notes, looking at signs from my co-host here, and then trying to concentrate on what I'm talking about, hearing things in my ear. So anyway, it's a lot to juggle. But anyway, we wanted to go live because, first of all, instead of recording a week in advance, then I can tell you, we can respond to what happened yesterday. I can pull up the market and talk about what's happening today. And by the way, it looks like it's finishing this move down. So anyway, and we do invite your calls. 303-485-2152 is our call-in number. But that's one of the reasons, whether we were ready or not, we wanted to invite you to call, because and that's a reason to go live so we can just have more interaction with you guys. And what was I going to say? So we are live with you. We can take your calls and talk about it. So most of the time I'm responding to something I saw, you know, a week ago. Literally, we just saw the market sell off like 600 points here. And these patterns that I keep talking about anticipated that top. And it also said, hey, it's rolling over. We saw a fall rally fall down. And this is the part that makes people crazy. It did a fall rally fall, so that could have been the whole correction. But the way it went back up, it didn't do it in five waves with power. So it made us suspect it was just a correction to the correction. It did a rise, fall, rise. So we would call that a B wave. It did A down, B up, and then the C wave should break the old low from roughly 2 weeks ago. And yesterday we did that. So let me give a so anyway, that it followed the patterns perfectly. And you've heard me say multiple times, the third wave is the longest, strongest piece in the middle. And that that piece, and you can go back to a chart of just the last couple of days and look at this whole fall. You'll see that it moved down, it moved up. There's a huge piece in the middle. It spiked up briefly, and now it appears to be finishing. So,
and you're talking about the Dow.
Well, I'm primarily talking about the Dow. The S&P would follow. The NASDAQ would follow.
Sure.
So, and I actually traded the NASDAQ this time because, so there's an ETF, exchange-traded fund. It's a basket of stocks that follows the NASDAQ pretty good, called QQQ. So you can trade options on QQQ really easily. Or you can just buy the stock. So I use the same information, for example. It works in a small time frame. People say, oh, you're a day trader, as if that's bad somehow. You know, if you're going to make 195%, do you want to do it in a day or a year? Frankly, do it and get it over with and get on with your life. One of the questions people ask me all the time is, you know, how much time does this take? Well, if you can make 195% or, you know, and that's one of my better trades, 100% just a couple of weeks ago. But a lot of people can pick up 10, 20, even 40% in weeks or a month. Chris, how long were your positions? You actually took short positions, didn't you?
I did, yeah. And they were for approximately a month.
So sometimes we have positions that are 3 weeks, 4 weeks long, but
right.
And people
you
can
mean
make
each and every trade.
Yeah, sometimes you or know. Actually, so like here we are in a position that was 2.5 weeks, and you could get in at the top, probably get out of it today. There's stocks that go up when the market falls, and Chris knows about those.
Right.
FAZ is one of them. So when the Dow's falling, usually financial stocks go with it, and FAZ does the opposite of what financials are doing. You know, they're buying options that go up as the market falls. So
it's also weighted, right?
And it's triple weighted, so it moves faster. So last time I checked it was up 18%. I'm just guessing. I'll pull it up in a minute. Maybe we can talk about it in the next segment, but it's probably up 25% in just a couple of weeks. So there's amazing opportunity in short periods. But then I was saying, like my friend Brad Culp called in from Atlanta, he does this and, you know, his life is busy. Well, I think most of the people I deal with are entrepreneurs because they're more risk oriented. You know, they're willing to take a chance. Anyway, I deal a lot with entrepreneurs, and they don't mind taking a little bit of risk. But we're all busy is the point. And so it's kind of nice to get in, get out. So let's see. Well, we hope to talk to Justin Addis when we come back. I also wanted to talk to you a little bit about Japan's real estate, because real estate market and how their stock market's doing. They've been down for a very, very long time, but I predicted this 10 years in advance in my newspaper column. So that's something worth discussing. And folks, really, I'd encourage you to go to my website, market4caster.com, under presentations tab. There's a very simple tutorial on how these patterns work. So check it, market4caster.com, and stick around. We got more to come.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income? And most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month. If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time, that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G, .com. Working from home and loving it, .com.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.coachwayneanderson.com to learn more.
Hi, welcome to Lube and Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE-certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
Did you know reverse mortgage specialists help seniors 62 and older put their home equity to its highest and best use? Over 10,000 people turn 62 every day. Reverse mortgages are one of the safest ways for that generation to help them utilize their stagnant equity or to buy homes better suited to their needs. As a financial advisor, Les Madsen can help seniors determine the suitability of several different vehicles that make seniors' financial life easier. Put your largest asset to work for you. If you know a senior homeowner who is struggling, Les can give educated guidance on many financial solutions. Call Les at 303-843-6211. That's 303-843-6211. Les doesn't sell reverse mortgages, so he can remain an objective third party. And best of all, there's no fee for his evaluation. Call Les at 303-843-6211. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You. We ended the last segment talking about Japan, and we're always talking about these patterns, and I applied that to Japanese economy back in 2001. I used to write a syndicated column in 2001. I had, I think it was about 4 million readers at the time, and one of my articles was about what I expected to happen in Japan, And again, these patterns, they apply to everything. They apply to the way your weight changes. They apply to your relationships. They apply to how your business goes. And of course, and that's why they work in the markets. I call this the pattern of life, because it literally is everywhere. And we've talked about this before, that gold, for example, a chunk of metal moving chunk of metal in the ground, that its chart moves like something that's weather dependent. Well, how is that possible? So the bigger concept is, why is your heartbeat very similar to mine? We're completely independent individuals. So it just applies everywhere. So literally using these patterns, in July of 2001, I could know in advance that their market was going to keep falling. In fact, this morning I was thinking I should go back and research if there was other articles at that time saying Japan was about to recover, because, you know, you could have assumed that. But again, it's that fall rally fall pattern, and it's a fractal, meaning it breaks up into a series of fall rally falls. So it did one set of correction, it rallied, and then you knew that the other correction was coming, another fall rally fall. And because the first one had taken, I think, like 9 years at that point, there's another pattern called Kondratieff waves. And economists study that, but most economies move in like 19-year cycles. I'm not sure it's known why, but they do. So literally a decade in advance, you knew that was going to do another fall rally fall, which is exactly what it did. So what I want to get to is, yes, I think even though we just had a 600-point slide in a couple days, you know, it's not, our market probably isn't over. I talked to my mentor, you know, he's a man who used to trade on the floor of the S&P. He's personally made $1 billion using these patterns that he taught me. And both of us feel like we're, the most likely thing is we've got new highs coming. We kind of disagree from, you know, what it's going to do after that. But anyway, we got new highs coming. But I want to prepare people to start thinking about the possibility of a major slide that, like Japan had. They started falling in December of 89. They were at, you know, they do yen there, of course. So it's 40,000 yen is where they were. They went down to, I forget, but it was below 10,000, 8 or 9,000. So literally, and their real estate values are still off 50% from 1990. So if you're counting on your house to be funding your retirement, you might need to reschedule things. Their Nikkei, which is their version of the Dow, in an article by Fortune, said they're off roughly two-thirds still from their high in 1989. So, you know, I expect that to be happening to our economy at some point, that there will be the perfect storm, you know, as you hear about, where it's just bad news after bad news. And just like in 07 and 08 and 09, we fell and fell and fell and gave up 40%. We could easily give up more than that. So, you know, expect years of losses at some point. I don't think that's now. So, Chris, let me ask you, is it easier to make money while the market's rising or falling?
Almost exclusively, it's easier to make money falling. Markets fall faster than they rise.
Exactly. So in the years from 02 to 07, the market rallied off the bottom of the correction from September 11th for 5 years. We lost more points in 18 months than we did, than we gained during those 5 years. So about three times as fast.
And it's kind of counterintuitive too. Most people not being too savvy with money or the way markets move or investing would assume that when markets go up, when the stock market's going up, that's it's a good thing. It's a good time to make money. When markets are going down, that's when people lose money. But it's kind of interesting in that being able to make money either way, it's really movement is where you make money, not sideways motion. And the fact that when they fall faster, that's where you can make money faster.
Sure. And then so
that's an important, you know,
yeah,
dichotomy.
Kind of done with this section of the discussion. We have a caller, which I'm going to take in a second, but I just want to raise the question, when do you want to learn to invest? When do you want to learn to trade? Do you want to do it in calm seas? You know, when do you want to sail? Do you want to learn in calm seas or when your life is on the line? So I think it's
you'll learn a lot more if it's your life is on the line. I'll tell you that.
I don't know. You might freeze, like, you know. I keep fretting that I'm going to do here when we're in a live show. We've actually been doing this 3 months. You would think I'd be calmer doing this now. But anyway, hey, we have a call from Les. Les, welcome. You're in Broomfield, I understand. So you're our first caller. Congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've been listening and like your show, and you seem to have some very good information. You just pointed at something that kind of had me a little bit concerned, and that's real estate value. I had a house that was worth close to $500,000 when the market went really, really south. It got down to about $185,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Talked to a realtor 2 weeks ago, and he said, hey, you got about $20,000 equity in your house. Do you want to sell it? And I said, I don't know. Is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? And he really didn't know, and I thought you might know where real estate's going to go. It's, I guess, been creeping back up the last year.
Well, why don't I defer to my favorite billionaire? My mentor, Doc, says that we have a pretty stiff correction. So short term, So as you can see, the Dow is at new highs, but your real estate didn't increase. So there's not an exact correlation. But we can expect new highs in the Dow, and then we're thinking we've got a pretty stiff correction at that after that. And corrections are annoying. They can go sideways for quite a long time. But that's not all bad for real estate. I'd actually have to just see a chart of real estate. But I'll tell you my mentor's take is after this next drop, which could be 2,000 points in the Dow or so, which, by the way, if you're a fan of trading, will be a phenomenal opportunity. That stock that I just mentioned earlier, FAZ, will possibly double. It probably will double during that time frame. But anyway, to your question of real estate, he's expecting a new high. Literally, the Dow, he's saying, will probably exceed 18,000. So if you're in a position where you can hang on for a couple years, it will probably take us 2 or more years to get there. If you're in a position where you don't need, you can handle whatever payments you're making, you're happy with your renters. I mean, there's a lot of factors. So is that helpful?
Yeah, it's very helpful. In a panic thinking, oh, my God, it could crash again. But if it's slowly rising and your take is a year and a half, 2 years, it should be up there. I can wait. I've got it rented, thank God, and they're really good people. So I appreciate the input. Thank you so much. I love your show.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for calling in, Les. So there's a lot of things that you know, the Dow just implies a lot of things. The whole economy, if the Dow is crashing, your real estate's not going up. At least it's very unlikely. The government would have to step in somehow and, do price fixing or something like that, Also, you have to take into consideration, imagine a world where, let's just say the Dow falls, I'll go back to the Nikkei. It fell 50% almost in 1 year. So imagine if the Dow did that again. Are your renters going to have the money that they have now to continue paying rent? Probably not. Maybe. Maybe they're in a government job, or say they're a teacher and their salaries are guaranteed. Well, that's a pretty good position to be in then. However, people like them will be highly sought after, and they're going to have other opportunities to rent at a lower rate. So, then you get into a competitive environment. So, a lot of things change during that. So you really just have to make some plans. One thing I would encourage people to do is one of my rules is always, I'll even guarantee that people are going to make money if they do what I tell them, if they do three things. And one of those things is use stops. So I recommend to people at least have some sort of line in the sand where you stop crossing your fingers and saying, oh, I hope life works out. That instead you will say, if it goes beyond this point, I'm out and I'm not taking any more losses. Chris, any additional thoughts to what we were just talking about? Because I think you are a landlord, aren't you?
I am.
And you have 20 seconds to share them.
Not only that, I'm a live-in landlord, and that is very, very trying.
Well, there's pluses and minuses there. So, folks, stick around. We've got more stuff to come. I'm going to talk to you about my favorite subject in the next segment. Let's see, what else do we have? I also want to tell you a little bit about Audi. We weren't able to connect with them, but they've been a good show sponsor, and I got to tell you, I'm really pleased with mine. So, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the Debt Avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953. Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org. Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les's focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months. $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is an equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com. 303-618-0096.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You. We weren't able to contact Audi, but I wanted to tell you just how pleased I am with my Audi. I have an A4. The thing, it's just my favorite car that I've ever had, and I'm almost 50, and I've driven some nice cars. Drove top-line Buicks and, you know, Park Avenues and all kinds of things. I had a Jeep that I liked, and even had the Infiniti Gold system, sound system in there, and you know, just my Audi is tops in all cases. So other than clearance that I can't go off-roading, I just love the handling. I drive in the mountains all the time. My kids live in Evergreen, and so I'm running up there to go see them and pick them up, and love those curvy roads. I love to snowboard, so I'm always, you know, running up to Winter Park and Breckenridge and things to go snowboarding, and it handles the snow. That Quattro just eats up snow. So anyway, if you're looking for a car, just go test drive over at Prestige Audi, Prestige Porsche Audi, Lakewood, and they're on Colfax. Their phone number, if you need to find them, is 303-238-8101. That's 303-238-8101. And I'm still giving out a free copy of my ebook for people who go take a test drive. So just mention it to the salespeople. Tell them to get word to me, and we'll make sure you get a copy. Let us know if you want a PDF or an EPUB. The EPUB is for iPad versions, and the PDF, of course, is for PCs. So anyway, we have on the phone now Hugh Little. Hugh Little is an awesome guy. He's a radio show host in Florida. He's an author of a book on sales. He's a professional sales trainer. And one of the things that we like to talk about in the subject of wisdom is listening. Last time, on the last show, we talked about the four basic personalities. Chris talked about how the driver personality is, you know, very often so driven that they don't care if they're cutting people off. You know, they're that type A personality. One thing I would ask probably in this context is, does that serve them? So a lot of times we need to learn to slow down. Some of those drivers probably find themselves boxed in at times. Why? Because people are irritated and they're just messing with them. So Hugh, welcome to Investing in You.
Hey, thanks for having me on today, guys.
And you're in Florida. I understand it's a little warm there now.
Yeah, it's summertime down here, and it'll be hot and humid now for till about probably September or October, and then the weather's gorgeous.
Well, and humidity, what's
it gets
that?
Be better.
I'm not familiar with that word. So anyway, Q, you probably just heard me talk. You know, in this segment, in the fourth segment, I like to talk about wisdom because it's the bigger piece. Trading, knowing when to trade is just a knowledge piece. That's a mechanical skill I can teach most people. But that's knowledge is a piece of wisdom. And so we've been kind of going through what I call the seven pillars of wisdom. King Solomon had said 5,000 years ago that wisdom built her house. She has hewn out seven pillars. So I've been on a 30-year search for wisdom. The first one is just awesome respect for what's true. And there's a lot of people who pretend something's true and it just bites them in the butt. That's the first pillar. The second pillar is listening to advice. And we talked about this a little bit last week. So you're just kind of the filling in the details a little bit for us. But in order to listen to advice, it seems like it takes some humility. So that's what we talked about last time. So tell us, you know, how important is listening to, you're kind of a communication specialist, or to the sales process? You know, jump off from there, which, you know, whatever you think.
Well, it's one of the most important things. And a while back, I did a blog called The Three Most Dangerous Words. And it's the idea actually originated with a colleague of mine in Great Britain. But the three most dangerous words in the world are, I know that. And if we think that we know everything about a particular subject, if I think that I know everything about sales, then I won't listen, I won't be curious, I won't explore, I won't learn, and I won't grow. And so we need to, instead of saying I know that when somebody is talking about a particular subject, we need to really listen very, very carefully to see what it is that we can learn in addition to what we already know. I think it was Coach John Wooden who said that learning starts when we already know everything. And so so when we think we've reached the point where we know everything about a subject, that's the point in time where we can really start to learn if we stop and listen. And the biggest mistake that salespeople make in the sales process is doing what I call show up and throw up. And it's just talking and talking and talking and trying to tell people everything they know about their product or service or their company or themselves instead of asking really good questions and listening. And
when I was at Motorola, there was a study given to us by the manager saying that sales actually go down whenever there's a new product, because salesmen go through this training program where they're so nervous about the new product, they don't feel like they know the product that well. So they do exactly what you said. They just blurt it all out. It sounds like you have a good blog. Is that easy to find? Where would we find your blog?
Sure. You could just go to my website, which is redcapsalescoaching.com. And there's a place where you can subscribe to the blog right there. Our blog comes out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The Tuesday one is a written blog. The Thursday one is a video blog. And the video blog is usually around a minute and a half in length. And we keep the written blog really short, too. So it's just a real quick little thing where you might get a little extra information or motivation, knowledge.
So redcapsalescoaching.com. Can they find your book there? Or
they can.
Okay. Because, you know, I've known you for several years, and I find you a wealth of information. And what you just said about listening, though, you know, Tom Hopkins had something similar. He said not only should we listen with our ears, but also our eyes. You know, we need to see what they're saying. If they're pushing on their knees, looking like they're about to stand up, well, their body language is telling you you've been done for about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we only have actually a couple more minutes. Tell us the difference. I think it was you who introduced me to the idea of the golden rule versus the platinum rule.
Yeah, the golden rule we all know, and that is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. the platinum rule is do unto others as they would be done unto according to their style. And so just as an example, if we're talking with somebody who is a driver style personality, we don't want to spend a whole lot of time giving detail. We want a bullet point. We want to talk with them very, very quickly, give them just bits of information that they need to make a decision, and then ask them to make a decision, and they will. If we're talking to somebody who's analytical, we have to go slow, and we have to give them mountains of data and graphs and charts and research, and give them a little time to make up their mind and make a choice. If you're talking to somebody like me who's expressive, then you have to tell jokes and stories and have a good time and just have a blast with the prospect. And if you're talking with somebody who is relational or amiable, you have to take time to build rapport and to let them get to know you and really trust you. And so you're going to approach each style differently depending on what their style is, and we try to at least temporarily match our style to theirs so that we can meet their needs. And that's what the platinum rule is really all about.
Well, that's a perfect rundown. We're down to our last seconds, so let me remind people, redcapsalescoaching.com, and then you can always find more information on my company at market4caster.com. What else do you need to know? Join us on Facebook at Market Forecaster as well. And we look forward to talking to you next week. It's, as always, it's a treat to have you here. And Hugh, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It was fun. I hope we can do this again.
You've been listening to Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on this show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli, and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market4caster.com. Thanks for listening.